Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Another unafeared individual is the Hawaiian State Chairman of the Libertarian Party, Austin Martin. But it's more than just about an individual. It's about a young life, you know, with a family, a wife, children. This is a really good example of how people like this rise to the attention of others and are an inspiration. Hopefully you'll be as inspired as I have been.
This is one of the biggest points of internal contention on, like, the Libertarian Party. Right now, I have to fight my own party to do basic things that align with what you're saying. So, for instance, for mass awareness campaigns, how do we make that improve the bottom line? Well, it's simple. You call to advertise with and crunch the numbers on conversion rates and find out where you can do that without bleeding money out, right? And that's just kind of on an organizational standpoint. And some of that, you know, just common sense stuff from advertising to, you know, helping to support your local podcasters, your local bloggers, helping them to blow up and get attention and traction and all of that. You know, those things, I agree with you, that's far more valuable than the election. The odds are that you're going to attract a bunch of psychotic narcissists to run as candidates because that's normally the kind that want to do that. That's half the problem that we have with public servants. And there's no getting rid of that until you get rid of the sin in man's heart. You know, it's just going to attract that kind of person to some degree. And so a good political party should be aimed not just at getting candidates elected, but at generally promoting the platform and the ideas that will allow the public to hold those candidates accountable. And will also raise that public awareness factor, that public opinion factor. And you're right, that's what really drives the change. Once it can no longer be optically justified what they're doing, they have to change it, right? Regardless of who's in office. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, picking fights with the individuals in office, that's not a very productive way to go about things. Like, they may be doing terrible things. They may have just terrible information. They may be compromised. They may have a gun to their heads. And sometimes you'd be surprised what can be accomplished just by reaching out on your local level and, you know, making an effort, not as a big ogre announcing your discontent, but as an ally and an advocate saying, hey, I see, you know, in this area, we're in agreement, and on this area, we're not. And as a constituent, I wanted to call and, you know, so like getting our people organized to do feedback and to start communicating with the public officials, that will move the ball in our direction in a much bigger way than any one candidate. And so I totally agree with you. That's the critical thing. And so, like, the party is a tool. It's not a end in itself. It's like the Republicans, they have their loyalty pledges and all that insanity. What are you loyal to? It's principle. This is a tool to accomplish principled ends in government, and not necessarily an end in itself. This is not the church. This is not the America itself. This is a disposable tool that's intended to help advance public opinions in a particular direction and organize them towards a political outcome, right? And it's rife for abuse. So for me, a lot of it is about, like, looking at the big picture. How do I want the next executive board, assuming they're all incompetent and they all suck, which is a safe assumption in any state, What rules would you impose on them to make sure that they get the work done? And how do you make sure that there's not too many rules so that it's not stifling? And then how do you make sure that you leave it open so that they can be helped by like PACs and outside political organizations? There's a lot that goes into this, right? And if we just narrowly focus on winning a race or winning the elections or trying to rub elbows with the elites, we've lost, right? So we have to take this of not an election, but a public situation in which this is one of a set of tools that are used to help change it. And again, it happens on the individual level with us interacting as people, and it happens through the distribution of ideas. And you facilitating that for people like us, how could we put a price on that? Like, that is the thing that people spend thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars.
Millions.
To try to
millions just to give the impression that they have this kind of support. They'll spend tens of millions of dollars for a congressional race of seat to make it look like somebody did this kind of stuff, to where it's done and it has the right freedom-oriented flavor. You know, is it, you know?
Absolutely. You're hitting it right on the head. And people, you know, you when you get these products in your hands, you don't realize what actually holding or the power that it has. You know, game theory. Everybody knows what everybody else knows. When you see something in any kind of mass media, there's immediately an awareness in your subconscious brain that there is another group of people, possibly an expansive one, that have also been exposed to this message, and simultaneously that there are some who have not. Right? And that's where we get the common practice of like parroting what we've heard on the news when it's interesting or it resonates with us. We'll repeat that at a family gathering or anyway, I don't want to digress too far. What you've done here is truly amazing. It's an answer to prayer. I'll just be really
No, I'm with you, brother. I'm hip. I know, because I, you know, we built ourselves on the shoulders of people that even, you know, created the party or did different things or advocated for. There was people before us that encouraged us. The resources that would be made use of by someone like you. And the fact that you got a itty bit of living space in the most isolated place on the freaking, literally the planet, out in the middle, furthest away middle of the Pacific Ocean, and on the least dense populated county of the Big Island of Hawaii, with, you know, an Austin Martin with a supportive wife and family there that is now the chair. Man, been waiting on you. Feel me?
I feel you 100%. And it's exciting. And we should be excited. As we see things spinning out of control, those of us who have been watching, we knew this was coming. We might have even expected it to happen a decade
before.
And we knew people would see it after it plays out a little further, right? I see things a few years ahead. The trends start to emerge. Usually call it right. But if I go running my mouth about what's going to happen, people think I'm crazy, right? They think you're crazy. They thought we were crazy 10 years ago. Who cares? We were right. And now they're looking at us with very different eyes, and they're seeing what we've done differently. And within the Liberty Movement, we got to be aware, you know, it's hard to judge where someone's at. You know, there's people who I've looked at and I thought, oh, they're a NERF libertarian. I love that term. I'm going to use that now. But, you know, it turns out on closer inspection, you know, they were in a different lane than me and they were doing good work, right? And I came to a wrong conclusion quick. But there is something to be said. Watch out. There are a lot of people who this is like an alternative. They don't fit in well enough with the Republicans. They don't fit in well enough with the Democrats. They are in it for themselves and their own self-aggrandizement, and they will use any movement to try to promote themselves. And just, you know, we all know about grifters. Watch out. You know, watch out for people. This doesn't take $1 million, especially thanks to the work that people like you have done, right? This doesn't take a dedicated industry of support staff in order to accomplish real meaningful change. Again, thanks largely to what the OGs in this movement like you have done, and I really appreciate it. And I'm so excited to see this stuff. Like, I'm seeing this, I'm like,
You see, this here is OccupyTheLand.org. That's another, like, homesteading. This is what we're building in the desert here. So this Occupy the Land concept is you. that so that you can do what you do, that have the security to do what you do and still take care of your family. So you can see everything. This has been an effort waiting on you, okay? So Pirates Without Borders.
Pardon me? You know, and the Homestead Critic, you make such a great point. And, you know, that's something that we have a heart for, too, is helping to facilitate other people to get free financially and personally so that they can engage in what really matters. You want to serve
right.
the church. You want to serve
right.
the country. You want to serve your community.
Yep.
You have to be free to do that. And if you're on the hamster wheel and you can't unchain yourself from it, that's hard. And so that's another thing that we're looking at for, you know, larger scale and longer term solutions. And I love what you're saying. Occupy the land is exactly the in Hawaii, we would call that the mana, the kuleana, the responsibility of the people who are trying to move this ball forward. So I'm just, the more I hear, the more I like it.
No, man, that's why my wife picked up. I trust my wife for her perspective. You know, I have my perspective, got my radar screen. Well, she's covering the flanks, man. I get another 100 degrees, you know, of seeing what's up. And when she saw you, she goes, you'll like them. You know, I kind of know, you know, Alma, she's got some, you know, a wide spectrum of friends. I mean, you got knows what you're going to get. But, you know, but when Donna goes, nah, Austin, you guys are going to be, I go, oh, I already know. I already get it. Because you've gone through, you have the right disposition, knowledge, standard, justice gene, whatever it is, to understand what is and isn't. Don't sweat the cheap crap. You're not taking a personal affront of it or a personal cover. This is an environment that you want to fix for your children and grandchildren. This is a, you know, a long-term investment in time.
That's brilliant. I love it. I'm gonna just have a ball going through all this stuff. This is great.
Now, we're like, just starting this. This is something where your homestead would be featured. You know, this is where we're just getting started on Occupy the Land. That'll start here directly. But I'm telling you, we're of the same mind. So when Donna had in your bio here and it says Austin Martin is a homesteader and locum, that was the first five words out of your freaking bio. I'm like, ooh, how did that happen? You see my point? You and I are on the same page.
100%. I have a guy that I work pretty close with out there who's involved in the Liberty Movement. He's actually looking at that, doing a candidacy this year for Congress. Aaron Toman's a great guy. And he just got a small micro grant to go do a farming operation, which we're really excited about. And this is the kind of thing that we want to see more libertarians, small L and big L libertarians alike, get into and come together on. This kind of infrastructure is key. It is so key. Those broad strokes, organizations, the top level strategy considerations, those things, people have a hard time with that. They have a hard time knowing which direction to go. But once those things are in place, once they have a little bit of structure and a little bit of a guideline, it clears up so much of the uncertainty. And people say, you know what? I can do that. I see that. It's possible. I love it. I love being inspired like that. And I love inspiring others in the same way. So, like, if we want to look at the land and the progression on that, we have a duck farm going up. We have a sheep that we're planning on getting in. So those are the two like big livestock projects. And then I've got an orchard that I've planted as well. I'd love to dig into that.
Let me make this statement so you understand. Get it in so I can sleep tonight. Of all my progression through all my activism, started doing radio and tearing radio here stations, you know, and then going national and doing blah, 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 blah. Freedom's Phoenix, the webpage, all my activism in the Libertarian Party, running for office, doing all the different things, made you look over, all that stuff. Magazine, newspapers, Pirates Without Borders, all that stuff has been building up to grow up to be just like you. Homesteading. Occupy the land. When they say, you'll be happy and here's your happy shot, you know, you'll own nothing and here's your happy shot, occupying the land, that's what they're talking about. As Maui does its thing, and they're going to want to do their 15-minute city and crap, what is in direct opposition, but not interfering, go do you. Big Island of Hawaii, we're out here just want to be free and suck it, okay? As you do this, as the purpose of government was to provide an atmosphere of liberty for you to do exactly what you're doing. because you have the freedom, the ability, freedom and liberty. I like to explain this, especially people like you. You know, the way I started to understand it, freedom to do something, you're free to what? Now do whatever your hands can do. You wake up and you go do it. I am free to, you know, go shoot my gun. I'm free to pull the trigger. I'm free, you know, to grow my food. I'm free to educate, you know, my child. I'm free. Which means you're not infringed. You're not encumbered. You're not chained to a rock. You're not, I am free to do it. But are you at liberty to do it? Okay? Liberty is more an atmosphere, atmosphere of liberty that is kind of more of a social thing, which may translate into a government thing. So you're at liberty. I have benevolent dictator has bestowed upon you the liberty to grow food. Oh, thanks. You know, you're like in Colorado. You're free. You can collect 2 barrels of rainwater off your roof. Woo, I'm free. Yeah, you know. No,
you're free to do that, but do you have the liberty to do that without fear of reprisal?
Exactly.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this is where you and I, we can see you're practicing your freedom. They'll come explain how liberty, you know, oriented they are to let you do it. But, you know, this is what I want to help with because you're in a perfect position. We could do digital magazines, online, whatever, stories, Freedom's Phoenix, you know, feature, whatever the hell. You can be a writer. You can do, we all know all the time what's going on in Hawaii. Don't care. Then you have the newspaper. We help you with the template, get kind of production. If we have to, we'll ship them. We'll do a fundraising of whatever for the newspaper. I guarantee international, you're going to have enough to pay the couple of thousand. Hell, probably wouldn't even be that. A couple of $1,000, you know, you get it printed, published, put it out, boom, but it's distribution. You got to get volunteers. You got to get people to put the flyers on the trash. You got to get people to pass out the love cards for Christmas. You got to get people to distribute the newspaper. You got to get people to forward it on their social media. You got to get people. And you can't count on big tech. You cannot count on social media. They're not going to do it. They will block, shadow, whatever, but if you're doing it in real space, then people talk about it on it, doesn't matter. It goes viral anyway. So let me finish this point. This is what I'm wanting to make sure that you understand. Because of the isolation of Hawaii, because the big island is its own county, because you live there, because, I am very interested in helping you with all of these things, but I will be using your example as a perfect example of why you need to occupy the land. They don't want you autonomous. They don't want you self-sufficient. They don't want you off the grid. And that's why in the pirates, we don't say off the grid. We're above the grid. You know, I won't be on your grid. I won't be off of what grid? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay? 62 miles up is, you know, is freaking anarchy. So you'll bite me. Kid, and all that. So you can understand that your activism, we were you, God, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and evolved and developed to understand that at the end of all of that was to do what? What? You've done with your 2 acres on the Big Island of Hawaii. You've already done it. You're there. You win. You beat the crap out of us. You're raising your children there. You're safer. And on top of the list, so you're safer there too. So you can see why my wife and myself, and I've spent so much yakety time here to the, you know, my audience is like, shut up, Ernie, you know. But I wanted to make sure that you understood you came to the right place.
Boy, I do. Wow. And I can tell. And I appreciate it, frankly. Like, I mean, just from a sheer, like, business perspective, this makes sense. This makes a lot of sense. From these concepts are where we can build out real solutions that really change the world. The market, in some ways, is far more powerful than the polls. I'm really amazed. I'm kind of humbled and in awe. I'm seeing what you guys are doing. I've been aware of you guys, but not to the extent that I apparently should have been. I guess I should have been watching a lot more closely.
You know,
guys,
it's not, I tell you, it's not that. It's not that. It's that we haven't structured it the way I think it should be to make maximum use of social media and get up. But we've been building the infrastructure behind it. Just the way when I present it to you like that, you're going, holy crap, man, there's like a lot of, how come I haven't? Because I don't trust big tech. I don't use it. You know, we're just now starting in 24 that we may use X and Rumble. We have all the accounts. I got accounts everywhere. I just don't engage because I don't try. It diverts attention, gets the wrong kind of people. You're always infiltrated by the coolers. This is one other thing I wanted to share with you so that you get this in your mind. When you would go and we do, you get something very popular, like you start doing it as a chair, you start taking on these things, you do the newspaper there, you get a lot of attention, and oh my God, and then the raids of, you know, whatever the hell you're, hopefully you'll be okay. But the, when that happens and you start having meetings in the town hall and you get the 200 people show up on the little island of, oh my God, it was Austin and, family gotta say. There's always that one person, but what about the, whatever. You know, won't you go to jail if, you know, is it legal to? Is it? They're called the coolers. They're there to cool it down a little bit. They don't want to get, you know, everybody's getting too excited. Whoa! Before you get too excited and go out and start a revolution that changes the planet or something, you need to be a little bit of fudding here, a little bit fear, uncertainty, and doubt. A little bit of, are you sure you want to do that? Those are the political coolers. And if they're not there intentionally, which often they are, they are should be getting paid by the man because they're doing the same job for him anyway. I say yes to everything. You know, could I? Yes. Yeah. Stupid idea, don't care. We'll learn something. Don't care. The answer is always yes. It's just how much. How much time, money am I willing to advocate or put for it? But I'll definitely be supportive of you doing it. You're already doing it. The only admonition that I would have, you know, of whatever anybody does, if you attack individuals, they rise up as a collective against you. You've witnessed that. And it's not really beneficial because you're not really attacking the individual. It's their shiny badge. It's the delegated authority we gave them for them to even do it.
They're expendable, and they've got 10 replacements in line. Nobody that I can point a finger at is so uniquely powerful or in such a position of leadership as to actually drive policy on their own. The only time when individuals can legitimately be called out is when there's like a legitimate crime, you know, that's been committed that's outside the boundaries of what's socially acceptable, not just in my book, but also of those who don't agree with me, of the political establishment, right? And those are the only situations. And otherwise, you're completely right. We should avoid picking fights. We should avoid attacking personalities and instead go after ideas.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's approval rating is reaching a historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while a significant 61% disapprove. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israelis' right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of a regular church ritual. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to this evening's final segment on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis, with Austin Martin, the state chair of the Hawaiian Libertarian Party. This has been a really interesting conversation with someone that reminds my wife and I of our young family. And we hope you got a lot out of this. This has been very inspiring. Enjoy this final segment.
We're just privileged enough to be able to come out here and do it here on an island, on the Big Rock. It's humbling. And it's especially good to know, you know, like, you never know that the people that you meet, you never know where things will lead. You never know who they might turn out to be. So you know, it's always good to be good to people and keep an open mind, you know? Thanks.
This is awesomeness of a bunch of awesome. And I thank you for being patient with me and allow me to go through and all this stuff, because it's just, I knew in your position, someone like you was someone like me. And had I had this kind of support structure and knowledge and already did a bunch of hurdles, I mean, on this stuff, and resources a little bit, because it doesn't take much. I mean, we're talking like, you know, for, you know, $500 here, $1,000 there, every now and then, or whatever, you can change the planet, because God works in mysterious ways, and it always needs a good servant, someone that understands and has faith in the power of prayer, thought, willingness, right over wrong. This is so powerful, and I want to elevate you and God in this effort, because being a person of faith, answering to a higher authority, is what pisses off government agents no end. They are the shiny badge, gosh darn it. Well, on earth, I got put in jail. Explain it to you. You know, Daniel in the den, man, it's like, bring it. You know? They hate it.
Can't stand it. They just cannot stand it. And they got to make us out to be the villains. They make it out as if your libertarian Christians are somehow oppressors. And, you know, it's funny because it's not us doing that. It's them trying to sell us oppression by Christianizing it. And it's never an organic thing that comes out of the ideology. It's always an imposed thing. And, you know, one of the key things for people, if you're trying to wake up your friends and family, some of the classical logic and the ways to know whether or not a thing is true or proven, whether or not a piece of information can be basically relied on, that kind of informational vetting is lost art in our society, and it's one of the problems. It's why we have such a hard time determining what's real and what's not. And the best cure for that is the Bible. It's a historical document. It's right. One that has an incredibly reliable track record, even if you're not a religious person.
Yeah, they've been there, done that. There's a whole bunch of parallels.
And it's a common cultural heritage that we can stand on together, that encapsulates the best, the highest morality of mankind. If you think we're more enlightened now in our tolerant modern age, the only reason we're there is because the Bible brought us there. That is not an organic human motion. That's something that comes directly from Christianity. We say we should tolerate people we don't like because that's what God does to us. And we're the only religion that teaches that. I yield.
Unless you have a sheriff that doesn't like marijuana tattoos. So this... Thank you for coming on. This was awesome. I could talk to you for hours more, and we probably will in the future.
And I hope so. I'm so glad to be here today. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you being patient with me. I'm not very experienced on being on programs like this, so it's a real honor, a real pleasure to spend time with you today.
You know, thank you. And I knew once, because I had looked, you know, Alma's like, you know, find, you know, another, whatever Alma says, I'll interview, talk to, oh, he's a party chair of Hawaii. Yay, I'm looking forward to talking to a party chair, you know, what up. And then Donna said, no, you'll like him. Watch, I go, oh, he's one of them. Okay, that's different, you know. So this is why I spent so much extra time in kind of sharing with you who we, because we talked before we started recording in at least an hour, just going over some of the stuff that will be made available to him. And then, of course, we, you know, show some other with the audience. But what I'm expecting from you is after holidays or whenever or next month, or, but certainly in time as we move into the election cycle in 24, not that I give a crap about election. It's just a good, you know, time when people are paying attention. You know, it's how you can, you know, make the most use of the time. And that you will have present, they listened to this show, saw some of the stuff, doing whatever, that you talk to some of the guy and some of the links that I did and the financial thing and, you know, the web, it was just the stuff that I sent you and this stuff, that they go and they get the full totality of what we were talking about, and that you can get some committed activists that will actually put forth some time to distribute, do kind of be part something, which that is the most difficult and the most beneficial thing that you can do. When we started all of this stuff that we've done, there was a couple of dozen people, and at least a dozen, you know, a couple of dozen that show up to make sure crap happened. I mean, that is necessary. When we started the Lovelution, we got, all right, here we go. Me and a friend spent a week getting everything all ready at the, you know, headquarters that we got and rented to make and do and kind of, and then we said, all right, tonight's the night. 15, 20 people showed up and boom, went planetary. Okay? And I go, watch this, because I knew what was going to happen from past experience of these kinds of things. If you can get that, your meeting, your group, get rid of the coolers, ignore the whatever, you know, taking votes on anything doesn't really matter. It's just who shows up actually does anything. So if you can get the actually show up, do anything people that are willing to schedule, take a weekend off a month or kind of, it doesn't really take that much. It's just timing and overwhelming of something. When you do that and you got that ready, let me know. Come up with a budget. See what, you know, is going on, who you got that'll work, it's got the skills, the technical ability to Photoshop in design of whatever the hell, you know, what you need from us. Artwork. Logo. I have a meeting in a couple of, oh my God, man, we've been going. Anyway, so this evening I have, you know, a meeting with an art director. What, I'll just tell you, this is what it is. You know, you always see the communist Che Guevara shirts, they got Che on there doing, and I go, can we get one in that style that has Javier Milei from Argentina? I just wanted to, you know, that'd be awesome. Don't you think that'd be a good idea? They want to wear their Che shirts, you know? So it's just, you know, because I just want to do it because it's funny. But anyway, so we have artists like that that have the capability to do that. Because a lot of times our problem, we didn't have somebody that was a good graphic artist. Now I need more video guys. Yeah, I need some animation stuff. Went decades looking for this kind of stuff. So that is what is available. When you're ready to make use of that, and you have people that are on the committee or the group or a couple activists that are willing to, you know, customize, accumulate articles, need to have it put formatted, whatever, and they're going to sit down and go over a live Zoom share screen interface with my wife or other activists or need a web page or agorist hosting, a hosting site, whatever, here we are. But I'm interfacing with you. You get it set up. And if other people got their own project, fine. You shouldn't care anyway. But this is something that we're ready to go to the next step, the next level. If you're ready and you're willing to do that and orchestrate that going into this season, we know how to help and are willing. Okay?
I know you just made Abra smile over there. And I'll tell you what. I got a little happy dance going on over here. We have some amazing activists who've been working hard, people like Carl Dix. Everybody on my board has worked really hard to be where they are today, and they all represent more than just themselves. They have networks and friends and people who are also in it, and it's like, you know, I love the Mises Caucus slogan, take human action. We have to take human action. I think it was actually Von Mises who said that. but that's what it is. We need bodies at the table. We need to engage people and get the talent. And, I love the way that you're thinking, and I am with you. And we'll definitely be following up and hopefully doing more business together. I'm really excited to move the torch forward and actually really shine this light in the dark room. This is where we've been. People have been working for decades to get us to this point right now. And it is an exciting thing to be a part of.
For the people who know a little bit more about me, if they want whatever, confirm of something, you know, I just put in Ernest Hancock, National Chair, Libertarian, whatever. So there's enough video and stuff up there of me giving presentations and talking to and debating of and so on. And you can see that in the ocean of not the way it is now, we were there advocating Austin Martin stuff. You see my point? That we were kind of holding, it was kind of, we fertilized the ground to create what's happening now. So this is how we do. We're always a decade ahead, you know. So I just, this is, there's, you know, I get my bona fides in there that way, I guess. But, so I want to make sure that your people are comfortable with what we can prevent. And it's not just me. I know, but there's a whole, once it starts getting the attention, you know, national, hopefully, will be very supportive of, yeah, cool, man, look what they're doing, and Ernie helping peace and whatever. And the ones that are the coolers, okay, well, you kind of will, you know, the state of Kauai is pissed off, and I don't give a crap, okay? So this, I'm hoping you understand what we're offering and what's available to you. When should I, by what time should I start pinging you in January and go, hey, what's up?
I'm a pretty flexible guy. I've got some, the end of January is shaping up to look pretty busy, but I should be pretty free in those first few weeks. Really, I'll make time for you So if you want to give me a call, I'll scoop things around. It's really no problem.
Well, no. I want you to be able to, you're ready. You call me. You got somebody, you know, like your wife going, all right, man, show me the templates. Do it. I'm sorry?
We're ready to go right now.
Okay, well,
we've got people.
But what kind of computers do you have? You got to have like a minimum, be able to run InDesign or Adobe, whatever, or Page, you know.
Cloud, and so we can do some of that basic stuff. We have some basic working knowledge of how to do things like Illustrator and basic graphic design. But usually for those kinds of things, I like to find people who have better talents than us and outsource those as much as possible as soon as someone reliable kind of emerges. We don't really have a really strong we have a ton of artistic talent in our local area, but we're still looking for some, like, ambitious artist who wants to, like, get involved in this.
One of them I'm meeting with in 2 hours, okay? That's just
all right.
Just along your line, man. It's all good. So this is, if you're not wanting to wait, I'm not about waiting, okay? So if your wife has someone else that can share some of the publication, you know, setup and stuff with, you get them on, I'll, cajole, give out hours of back rubs or whatever I got to do with my wife to get her to sit in and walk you through it and load it up and have the template and you're ready to go.
Sorry, I left my mic on there. Yeah, no, absolutely. We're ready to rock, and the holidays do make it a little bit hectic this month, but I mean, really, it's kind of let's touch base. Let's talk.
Let me know.
And
talk to them. Have her set up. I'm ready to go. We'll set up a thing that we can set the schedule and get it set up.
Exactly. Yeah. The lay of the land out here is interesting, and I can share just a little bit more, like, on the kind of boring business side of things with you. We can have a little bit of a discussion about that and find out, you know, what's best, what's going to be effective, what's going to light up the night. I have to say, I love your energy. I love where you're at. And I can tell right away that your audience is amazing. And just a big thanks to everyone who took the time today to kind of listen, and every day that you tune in, you know, this is important, and keep yourself energized and share this message and listen to Ernest. He's a smart guy.
You know, this is the one thing that I want to end on is that our supporters, the financial supporters, listen supporters, somebody send kind words, supporter people, that are, it's, I'm very appreciative of your faith, trust, and this is a reward for you. Is Austin Martin, that this is why we do it, to be able to be ready, willing, able for when we come across people just like this. And that's what we're going to do and show you that. Yeah, you see? Once again, here we go, okay? Because here we go. So my biggest thing is just worry about your safety. Make sure you do you, take care of you, that your family is taken care of. And if there is any, which they'll try and do, a distraction from your effort in opposing this kind of stuff, they may be coming. But the reason that I feel much more secure and safer, how do I get away with this for decades, is because I'm way on top of the list. You know, like, do you really want to play? You know, so we got to make it to where Austin Martin and his family and the activists there know that we got their back and that they're not, we can trust them not to be stupid, you know, and do something stupid, but that there is a support for freedom, liberty, leave me aloneism, voluntarism, proper rule of government, truth, justice, and whatever hell used to be the American way, you know. This is timeless. And for those of you that have faith in a just God, may not be just when you want it, but it is, they reward this kind of behavior, that you're doing God's work. That's what this means.
Well, wasn't that an interesting conversation? This has been a really good example of how activists, how freedom-oriented communities and individuals and families are made. It's from opposition to not being left alone. I don't know any other way putting it, it's happened to our family, and it's happening to more and more, and certainly it's happened to a lot as we went into the lockdown and the vaccine mandates, which, of course, they'll say, we never, changed you down and beat you and forced a needle in your flesh, but did everything else. But the I am so encouraged by Generation Next. I see it in my children, my grandchildren, a lot of young activists that come up. And just as we were supported as young activists or concerned individual or family members or leaders of families or just, as individuals, that you there's got to be something that we can bottle. I'm looking for what makes people this way. Is it a personality trait? Is it, support of a loved one or influence? Is it, some influencer on, a video platform that's telling you what to do? I mean, if I knew what to say or do, I'd do it. But that is what the danger is. Artificial intelligence, that is when you get someone like Elon Musk saying it's an existential threat, meaning an extinction-level event that is going to question whether humanity keeps on marching on. And the reason that he said that, it was finally was articulated one time, is he goes, what if you could have the most persuasive argument that was individually tailored to you, that would convince you that you needed to vote a certain way or have a certain opinion, and you could do that across the entire planet, and then all of a sudden, what's the tipping point? What's the percentage of, therefore we go walk into the decarbonization disruptor of the, transporter of we're dead, to save the planet of, the amoeba. So, whatever argument that is going to be made to get you to convince yourself that you're the plague, that you're the problem, that your very existence, this gift of life, is not worthy of continuance as a human species. To give you some ammunition, not go down that road, there was a science fiction writer and a good friend of mine that made the comment. He goes, how many extinction-level events has there been on Earth over the 4 billion years or whatever that we've been around? How many civilizations have come and gone? And how advanced were they? It could conceivably be, very advanced. And then over a long enough period of time, even the tectonics, the whole entire surface of the planet just gets, subduction under the other plates of it's a whole new Earth again. I mean, over a long enough period of time, not only are we all dead, all evidence of our existence is gone too. So this has been an interesting revelation he made. He goes, do you think maybe that humanity and our capabilities and our spacefaring capabilities, our harnessing of great energies, our future capabilities that are certainly on the horizon will be what saves the planet Earth? That we are the antibodies. We are the doctor. We are here to save the planet from extinction all time. So I'm going, maybe we're not so bad. Maybe we are. It is better to have human beings on this planet as a layer of protection for the Earth. Maybe that's God's plan. Maybe. But I tell you, do the right thing for yourself, for your family, for your children. Be pro-life, pro-living. And what sustains this precious gift of life that we have? Our liberty. The liberty to fashion raw materials in such a way to shelter us, clothe us, grow things, to feed us. Yeah. And then the product of that life and liberty is property. Life, liberty, and property. It's just three ways of saying the same thing. And the reason that we constitute governments among men, as certainly why this show is Declare Your Independence, is because the purpose of government is the defense of those individual rights to life and liberty. That is the basic foundational call of God, is to go forth and multiply. You know, don't be irresponsible. Be a good steward of the gift. But, you know, I mean, you should be encouraged that, you know, somebody wants you to live. So I encourage you to be inspired by a lot of the guests that I try and bring on to share with you our perspective, that life is not only worth living, it's exciting, and there's so much abundance coming. And we just got to be, you know, mindful of how we manage and steward that into the future of our children and our friends and family and our community. Because there's tricksters out there. You know, there's evil ones without empathy, you know, and they're willing to do any and everything to maintain and enhance their control over you and everything else. So I'm very appreciative of communication, of the ability to be able to talk about these things and it be shared. And I think that's why the desperation and the impatience and the how fast all of this is being enacted upon us is because I think those that won't leave us alone are starting to feel that we're waking up. You don't got to be woke, but you do need to be awake. Peace.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.